Way high up on a mountain in a rocky cave lived an old hermit, which means he was a person who lived all by himself. And he lived right at the end of the rainbow, so the colors all danced around his cave all day long, and he liked to sit there and look down the mountain and look over the beautiful valley. And one day as he sat there looking, he saw a boy come riding on a silver horse across the valley. And the boy came to the hermit on his horse, and he said, "I'm looking for the end of the rainbow." The hermit said, "Here it is. My cave is right where the rainbow ends." Well, the boy was shocked. He said, "I'm from the other end of the rainbow, and at the other end of the rainbow is the Rainbow Mansion. It's a huge palace, and it's full of treasures. What treasures do you have here?" The old man said, "Peace and happiness." Well, this isn't at all what the boy had in mind, and so he turned around and rode his silver horse back home. He was very disappointed. Years went by, and before long, the boy had grown to a young man who was a very successful merchant. And he kept on stuffing that rainbow mansion full of gold and jewels and fine objects. But after a while, he began to notice that he really wasn't all that happy. And at that point, he remembered the old hermit at the other end of the rainbow, and he said to himself, "I'm going to invite that old man to come and visit me. Maybe he can bring me happiness and peace." And so the hermit received an invitation, and he didn't really want to leave his cave high on the mountain, but since the merchant had asked for him to come, he put on his best rags, and he walked across the valley. When he came to the Rainbow Mansion, he was given the best room in the house with a bed covered in silken sheets, but at nighttime he sneaked out into the garden, and he slept between the roots of a tree. And every time a meal was served, it was a banquet with rich foods and fine wines. But the hermit slipped out into the garden and would pick some fruit off the trees in the garden and drink from the clear stream that flowed through the garden, drink that pure water. And the merchant invited all of the great thinkers and the famous teachers to come and have discussions with the old hermit. But again, the hermit would slip away out into the garden where he could visit with the squirrels and the bunnies and the birds. And those great teachers and those important thinkers would be so intent on impressing each other with their great debates and arguments that they wouldn't even notice that the old hermit was no longer in the room. So finally the merchant came to the old man and he said, Why are you not sleeping in the soft bed I gave you? Why are you not eating these wonderful banquets? Why are you not entering into the debates?" The old hermit said, "Well, I've always slept in the arms of nature. I'm not afraid of the dark or of the whispers in the night. In fact, I get good dreams from sleeping out under that tree. And when I eat simple food, I can taste the goodness that comes from the earth. When I drink that pure water, it doesn't make my head feel giddy, and it doesn't make me say foolish things. And the truth of the matter is, all creatures of the earth have something important to say, even if they're not the great or the famous teachers or thinkers." So now the merchant asked the question that he'd been wanting to ask all along. He said to the old man, "Can you give me peace and happiness?" "No," said the old man, "I cannot. Peace grows from within you. It starts like a seed, and you have to give it freedom and love and sunshine and air and water so that it can grow. And when you feel peace beginning to expand from your heart, from your mind and your soul, that's when you'll start to know what true happiness is." Well, the young merchant thought about this for a while, and then he said, "How can I begin?" And the old man said, "Well, you can begin by letting me go back home to the cave in the mountain where I belong." "All right, my friend," said the merchant, "you may go." And so the old hermit went back to his cave, and he climbed up where the colors of the rainbow played on the rocks, and he looked across the beautiful valley, and every day he looked in the direction of the other end of the rainbow, and he smiled because he knew that the seeds of peace and happiness were starting to grow there. So we're going to join hands and say a prayer. Dear God, we thank you for planting the seeds of peace and happiness in our hearts. Give us now the wisdom to know how to water and feed those seeds so that they can grow in our lives. And may we also find ways to share the seeds of peace, the seeds of happiness with others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.